On this Labor Day weekend, let's consider current attitudes about work and workers with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hi. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Frank, what do you say we first consider a recently retired nurse from Chicopee, Massachusetts, one Mavis Wanzik?
Well, she is the woman who won the $700 million-plus Powerball lottery.
That's true, but she's only taking home $336 million after taxes.
Yeah, I would have just turned it down at that point, right? If you're not going to get the whole thing, who cares? Anyhow, the key for her, I think, on Labor Day is the first thing she did, according to what she said, was to call her boss. I think she worked at a hospital and said, "I'm not coming back to work. I quit." And that brought to our mind a question that we have asked several times over the years, which is if you won $10 million in the lottery, I'm sorry, only $10 million, but we started this several decades ago when that was a little more money, would you continue to work or would you stop working? 68%, the last time we asked it a couple of years ago, said if they won the lottery, they would still work. So she is in the definite minority of those who would quit immediately should they get this gigantic windfall.
Unusual that she claimed her prize so rapidly, and I wonder for those who claim a mere $10 million or even $1 million, maybe that initial impulse is to don't change things, but I wonder if we visited them again in a week or month or year if they'd still be working.
That's a good question. Maybe they would be, but we do know that right now a lot of Americans, more than we have seen actually in decades, are satisfied with their jobs. The majority say they're completely satisfied, and that's higher than we've seen it going all the way back to the dot-com boom. So that would suggest that a lot of people, no matter how much money they have, probably would keep working because they kind of like it.
Let's focus in. When you say completely satisfied, is it the nature of the work, the compensation?
The tangibles of work are still the things that they're least satisfied with. And by that, I mean things like the pay, retirement benefits, their health care benefits. Those are the things that are near the bottom of the list when we said, how satisfied are you with these aspects of your work? What people are satisfied with is physical safety conditions. Now, that's interesting, but most American workers are satisfied with those, and relations with coworkers, which is very important. That probably suggests to me, at any rate, Dave, why a lot of people would still work, they enjoy it.
How about by age, and specifically millennials?
Workers under 30 are actually happier, more satisfied than those who are older. However, a couple of things. Young workers are less satisfied with the flexibility of their work hours, so clearly young people like a lot of freedom around their work, more so than those who are older, and also young workers are less satisfied with the amount of vacation they get. So there's some things they don't like.
Let's next focus on those workers who are union members.
We've asked about unions since 1936. Can you believe it? We actually started the Gallup poll in October of 1935. I say we, Dr. George Gallup. I wasn't around, of course. So in the first year of operation for the Gallup poll as we know it now, Dr. George Gallup asked, do you approve or disapprove of labor unions? And found that was the Depression, of course, 1936, found that 72% of Americans said yes. We've asked that over the years since. We just updated it a couple of weeks ago, and 61% of Americans today say they are satisfied with unions. So it's down a little, but positive reactions to unions is still quite high. And there's only been one occasion, one poll back in 2009, in all of our years of asking this, when less than half of Americans didn't say they approved of unions. So unions, the concept of unions at any rate, still gets a real thumbs up from the average American.
When 72% said yes back in 1936, was a greater percentage of the workforce unionized than it is now with 61% approval? What I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Frank, when 72% back in 1936 said they approved of unions, was the union percentage workforce higher significantly than it is now, with 61% saying they approve?
Yeah, I looked that up, and we didn't ask back in the 30s ourselves about the percent of Americans who were unionized. And when I looked at the data about unionization, the evidence seems to suggest that the higher percent of unionization came in the 50s, not the 30s. At that point in the 50s, the data I looked at, not Gallup data, but official data, seemed to suggest that a third or more of workers were unionized. But now, according to our data, it is lower. Of all Americans, just 10%, one out of 10, say they're members of a union. And about 16% say they are in a union family. Now, that's of all Americans, and workers, of course, aren't all Americans, so it's a slightly higher percent of workers. But nevertheless, the percent of Americans who are now unionized is quite a bit lower than it has been at some points in the U.S. history.
Though folding back to what you said earlier about workers in general being least satisfied with their compensation, do they approve of unions as a vehicle to get better wages and benefits?
Well, the American public certainly approves of the idea that unions should have more influence in America today, which is very, very interesting. In fact, that's up from where it has been. Most Americans either say influence about the same or more influence. Relatively few Americans say they want the influence of unions to go down. So I think Americans do like the idea that unions could help, in theory, attack inequality, because we know almost anything we put up in front of Americans, like the minimum wage or higher taxes on the rich and so forth, passes the American muster by a clear majority. They also like unions, so I think, yes, Americans think unions would be a good thing because it might help raise up the floor of incomes in America today, which would help reduce inequality.
Frank, lastly, even before Labor Day, this is back to school week for many colleges and universities, and I understand you have a pop quiz for me.
I do. Let's see how well you score. This all has to do with labor, apropos of Labor Day. First of all, what percent of workers would you say work 60 hours a week or more, Dave?
60 hours a week?
That's right.
20%.
Pretty good. 16% overall claim they work 60 hours a week or more, so we'll give you a pass on that one, Dave. Question number two, what percent of workers are paid by the hour rather than by a salary?
I'm going to stick with that 20%.
Oh, absolutely wrong. 50% of all workers say they are hourly and only 40% salary. The rest say some form of commission or something like that. So we have to give you a fail on that, I'm sorry to say, Dave. Final quiz. I'm sure you're wearing one right now, but if we were able to peer into the workplace of American males across this country, what percent of them would be wearing a tie or at least routinely wear a tie to work?
One track mind, I'm going to say 20%.
11% of American male workers say that they wear a tie every day. Another 2% say they wear it most days. And we asked that question about 15 years ago for the first time and found almost the same data. And also, by the way, we also asked about a suit. And it's about the same percent. Between 10 and 15% of American men say they wear a suit to work.
Interesting. I would not have been surprised had you posited that that number is declining over the years, those who wear either a tie or suit and tie.
Yeah, you would think so, because we certainly have more anecdotal evidence of the casual workplace today, particularly millennials who, like Steve Jobs, wear blue jeans to work and a T-shirt, maybe a blazer over it. But the data are the data and shows the percent who wear a tie, a distinct minority, really hasn't changed since 2002 when we first asked the question.
Frank, you're the numbers man. Tally it up. Did I pass?
Two-thirds passing, I would give you if I give you that tie one. So, yes, congratulations, Dave. You passed.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on NewsWorks Tonight.